Investing Simplified is brought to you by Chuck Price, President and Wealth Manager of Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm and author of Investing Simplified, the book. Individual situations will vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial show in America, with a financial advisor, an estate planning attorney, and a CPA to answer your questions for free, and is broadcast live from Portland, Oregon on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Chuck can be contacted by visiting www.pfgwm.com. You can email Chuck with a question at askchuck@pfgwm.com. Or you can call him right now at 503-417-9595. That's 503-417-9595. Or for our long distance and podcast listeners, you can call toll free at 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Chuck Price.
Well, good morning, Pacific Northwest and Portland, Oregon and Vancouver, Washington. Welcome to Investing Simplified. This is the show that really is all about you, your questions, what keeps you up at night. Pick up the phone, give us a call, ask a question, we'll get you an answer. You can reach us at 503-417-9595, toll-free 877-733-1011. I'd like to thank all those listeners, regular listeners of ours throughout the country who let us know about our podcast wasn't working correctly, and we're getting that fixed. And by a week from now, hopefully, it'll all be straightened out and we get it corrected. So if you're listening on the podcast, you'll have to turn into one of the stations and do it directly through the station. In studio with me today is co-host Carl Jepson, Carl Jepson, attorney at law.
Good morning.
Morning, Carl. And we have a special guest with us on our segment. We're going to talk about investing in your health, and Sherry McCants. Sherry, welcome back.
Good morning, Chuck, and thank you for having me back.
And we're gonna have a special segment on this with Sherry because she's got kind of an announcement for the fall, and we're going to get into that. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about the markets and a little bit about what's going on in the economy here at first. And I got to tell you, the markets keep going up. The Trump rally has worked successfully, but I'm going to give a caution here, and I hate to do this because, you know. I had a guy say, well, if you keep saying the market's going to crash, the market will eventually crash. Yes, we know the market will eventually adjust and will crash. However, if you know that approximately 85% of the major market corrections have happened in the month of October, and the month of October is coming up, I would think if you've been an aggressive investor, particularly if you've been an aggressive investor, it might be a time to take a little gains off the table. Take your gains, don't be greedy, take the money and hide for a while and kind of step back. And I'm just saying, I think we could have a correction. I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work. It never has. I know Dent's been talking about one for some time, but I'm just telling you, he gave a broad spectrum in his book. He said between 2014 and 2019, well, that's a five-year spread. We're right in the middle of that time frame. So all I'm saying is if October is a month where there's been a lot of volatility, I would think it might be time to kind of sit on the sidelines a little bit, look at it. For those clients of mine that listen to the show, and we have stop losses in our portfolios. I know there's a lot of financial planners that don't use stop losses, and I think they're crazy, but that's my opinion. And, you know, opinion is what makes the world go around. But I think it's important to have a stop loss, particularly in the month of October, because, well, it's witching things happen. It's Halloween. It's market crashes. It's uncertainty. So I'm just saying, if you've made a lot of money in the market, we've had a really great write-up, this is the time to maybe pull back your horns a little bit. I had a long conversation with one of my long-term clients yesterday on this. He called me, and actually we started talking about it. I told him I was going to be talking about it on the show today. And I told him he was wanting to get more aggressive. And I said, no, not right now. If you want to wait in November, you got my blessing. But in October, I'd kind of turn the jets down a little bit, be a little more calm, watch a little more football, relax, maybe have a little less pumpkin pie and turkey, but just relax and look at the market. Look what's going on in the world. A lot of uncertainty in the world, a lot of uncertainty in the market. Maybe if Congress passes a tax bill, might help a lot. If the Congress takes care of Obamacare, you know, healthcare is something everybody has a problem with. It's got to get resolved. So two big items that got to get resolved, it would really help a lot. I don't know if they're going to get resolved. I wouldn't bet money one way or the other, because with those guys, you don't know. You never know what they're doing. But anyway, think about it right now. If you've got gains, this is the time to kind of pull back a little bit, maybe put some stop losses on your gains. Or better yet, I would say if you have it in some individual stocks, if those are not long-term stocks you're doing a very long-term play on, I would seriously take the capital gains off the table and put them in your pocket and live to fight another day. Because even if I'm wrong and we have an upswing in the market for a month, what are you going to miss? 2-3%? What if I'm right and the market goes down 40-50%? Well, that's a big difference. So a little less greed, a little more common sense. Think about what you're doing in your investment portfolio. Now's the time to be conservative. And I'm not talking about politically conservative. I'm talking about financially conservative. Live to fight another day. Have your money. Because remember, if the market does take a correction, cash is king. You're going to buy in cheap. You know, we tell people all the time, buy low, sell high. Unfortunately, most people do the opposite. They buy high and sell low. Don't be one of those people. You don't want to be that guy. You know, the guy who says, well, I made 40%, but I forgot to sell it. And my 40% became a 50% loss. Don't want to be that guy. So think about it. And, you know, the markets have been going up and up. Year-to-date, the S&P, since 12/30, the close of 12/30/2016, the S&P is up 11.76%. The Dow Jones is up 13.09%. Now, I got to tell you something that, you know, Carl and I have been doing this for a long time together on the show, and Carl knows I've always been a real bugaboo about volatility in the market, particularly if it's more than 1 to 1.5% in a day. I think that's way too much volatility. I don't like that kind of volatility. We've been having lower volatility, but the market's continuing up. And one of the things that if you understand about investing, why on earth would growth funds be outproduced by conservative funds? Historically, if you go back the 80 years before the turn of the century, the S&P did about 10%. The Dow Jones, the big 30 sluggish, and those, and I realize we all know the stocks change, they move in, they move out. But basically, the Dow Jones is the biggest 30 stocks in America. You know, they represent about 70% of the net worth of the entire stock market. And the S&P 500 is really the top 500 growth stocks. Well, growth should outperform stability. It has for 80 years, but since the turn of the century, it has not. In fact, the first 15 years of this new century, bonds outperform stocks. Now, think about that. When all these guys are talking about how bad bonds are, they actually outperform stocks. That's, You know, we're in a changing environment, and I've been saying this on the show since we've been doing a show, that if you're not investing differently today than you were investing prior to the turn of the century, you need to change your ways, because we are in a different economy, totally different economy. Well, we're gonna come back with Carl's comments here, and I lost my program. There it is. Okay, I want to make sure I don't. Whoa, I've got just a couple more minutes. Okay, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back with Carl's comments. If you have a question, you want to talk to me on the economy, that's fine. You want to ask Carl a question? We also have Sherry in studio with us. Kevin is vacationing. He's I think in South America, having probably sipping out of Mai Tai and laughing at our show, you know. But I'm sure he's having a great time relaxing. So we'll be right back with Investing Simplified with Carl's comments.
Hi, I'm Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney and co-host of the radio program Investing Simplified. I recently left the Warren Allen Law Firm to open my own office. Professional and personable service have always been the hallmarks of my practice. I believe that this move will allow me to spend more time with my clients. For more than 37 years, it has been my privilege to assist clients with practical estate planning with wills, trusts, powers of attorney, advance directives, and other documents, so that they may have peace of mind knowing that their affairs are in order. When probate becomes necessary, emotions of family members may become fragile. Having an experienced attorney that can empathize with what the client is going through makes the process much easier. My new office is conveniently located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 101, just across from Mall 205, and my phone number is 971-229-0585. That's 971-229-0585.
Got a legal question? Coming up is Carl Jepsen, estate planning attorney, with Carl's comments. You can call Carl now at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Carl Jepsen.
All right, send it on. Guns and money.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. And today I'm going to talk about a theme of ours. You know, we're called Investing Simplified. And so I want to talk about the simplest estate plans. Because a lot of times I hear this from many, many, in fact, probably most of my clients. That they say, well, we want something that's just simple. Just really, really simple.
Would you call that estate planning simplified?
Estate planning simplified.
I like it.
And so however, you know, sometimes the simplified part doesn't also relate very well to the part that they want to accomplish. They may have some goals or needs that don't lend themselves very well to simplified. And unfortunately, that's sometimes just the way it is. But anyway, so I have five ways of having a simplified estate. And then I want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the pitfalls of doing it that way. But the first one is just put all of your assets into beneficiary designated or transfer on death or pay on death type assets. And or jointly owned property. And this could be done even with real property if you want to. And then it's kind of an automatic. Everything that happens when you die is automatically transferred to whoever you named as beneficiaries. The problem is with that, the biggest problem with that is that a lot of times people forget to put those in sync with the other assets that they do have. And so you have some assets that are going one place, and sometimes it ends up with an unequal or an unusual or an unwanted distribution of assets. So it can be problematic, and then pretty soon you start tinkering with it, and all of a sudden it's no longer very simple at all. And the other thing is the simplification part of it relies on the beneficiaries sort of retaining their same status in your mind or their existence. So in other words, if you have some of your beneficiaries that die, well, gosh, and if you end up with a 401k or a bank account or whatever it might be, and you've got your spouse named as the beneficiary and you don't name another beneficiary and spouse dies, well, before you do, then, and you don't get a chance to change your beneficiary designation, now you've got a beneficiary that comes to your estate. And that means you're going to have a probate. And that means that your estate is going to go to those people that the state of Oregon or the state of Washington say they're supposed to go to. And that's called intestate succession. And that may or may not be what you want. And you've now increased your simplicity factor by minus 10 because you're now going to go through a probate, or you aren't, but the kids are, or whoever's left. And especially if you had one child and one spouse, and you had a child, God forbid, that died, and then your spouse dies, and now you're going to who? Well, you may be going to, you know, Uncle Barney or, you know, Cousin Sue, and you may not like them. You may probably don't even know them. So it's a really good idea to make sure that those things are synced up and that they have some, you know, maybe some contingencies. And then when you have contingencies, of course, things become more complicated. So the second way, I think, is of a simple estate plan kind of technique. I'm not suggesting any of these necessarily. Everybody's different, so it's always unique to each person. But one is to this one is not really totally unique, I don't think, and that is for your financial assets. As you grow older, particularly as the time I think is a good idea anytime, but consolidate into a handful of financial institutions. Don't go out and have 12 bank accounts and, you know, 15 brokers and things like that. Because when your kids die, that's a mess. Or, I mean, when you die, it's a mess for your kids or for your wife or whoever it is, or your spouse, your husband. It's a real mess. They've got to run around, and there's a ton of paperwork to go through on all of that stuff. That is anything but simplified. Chuck and I had one some years ago where I had a client who had, I think, $1.5 million, and he had it in like 4 or 5 or 6 different brokerages. And thank goodness Chuck was able to help me square away with this thing and get it all put together so that we could figure out what it was and how to do it. And I know that your assistant, who's no longer with you, was tearing her hair out trying to get through all of the transfer agents. And it was a mess.
That's one of the reasons why we always tell people, do not keep your stock certificates. Put them in a brokerage account. They're insured. They're protected. Because if you don't have them in good order, they can cost 3% of the value to replace them.
And we had some of those in this particular case. And it was the first time I actually had anything like that. It was also a case that involved intestate succession. So there was no plan at all. So this fella, you know, had no plan. And he had no kids. He had no wife. He had no brothers and sisters. And his parents were dead. So that meant that we had cousins and nephews and all sorts of stuff all over the place. And we had to go all over the country to find these people. We finally found some guy down in Gold Beach. And he lived in a trailer park on Highway 101 that had the only way you could contact this guy was through the payphone on Highway 101.
Sounds like James Rockford.
Yeah.
Remember the Rockford
exactly.
Files?
Yeah. And so that's exactly right. We hired a private investigator to do that. And so we got the investigator to go down and have the guy go out and call us on the phone. It was kind of fun though. It was like the old the old television show, The Millionaire. I got to tell this guy that we finally found, hey, you're going to get about $30,000 here, buddy. And he couldn't believe it, you know. But it was interesting, but it was a very complicated thing. It took us a lot of time. That is not a simplified plan. So, you know, try to consolidate your financial investment or your financial institutions. Don't have too many of them. And that'll be a nice thing. Here's another thing. You can have your estate planning documents or beneficiary designations or whatever you do to give the money without strings, no conditions, no contingencies, without strings, cash outright. Okay. And that sounds really nice. No icy hand from the grave. And it works really well. But if you have the prodigal son or daughter who can't do anything right with money, or you're pretty sure they won't, and a lot of other reasons you may not want to, you know, just give it all at one time, you might want to think that you're going to put some conditions on it, like maybe they're not supposed to get it all at one time. They're supposed to get it over a period of time, or they're supposed to be using it for particular purposes to enhance their retirement or enhance their getting along in the world or whatever it might be. And those are laudable goals. And the only one that's going to establish the parameters of those goals is going to be you. And so just a suggestion is that that may be simple, and your beneficiaries may love it for the moment, until they squander the money, and then then it's a great deal. But it's simple, but bear in mind, who are you giving the money to, and what are they going to do with it? And if you want conditions and, contingencies, then you have to back off a little bit on the idea of simplicity. So we can do the best we can with that, but, simple is not simple sometimes. So then we got the other one that I like a lot, if you happen to be in a position to do this, which is just give it all to charity. If you give it all to charity, nobody's ever mad when you give everything to charity. Well, the heirs
some heirs who didn't get it.
Yeah, they're mad. But I mean, the charities are never mad. They're happy. They write you a nice thank you letter. So, that's as simple as it ever gets, except, and there's, who's going to argue with that? I mean, if you've got several different charities, there's no argument that you are crazy. You're just being benevolent. And there's no argument probably that you didn't know what you were doing because... and so as a practical matter, no charity walks into the hospital and twists some guy's arm into signing a new estate plan to give him all the money. And they certainly wouldn't make him give all the money to three or four charities. They'd want to take the whole thing. So, the likelihood that this is going to get challenged is not very high. And I think it's a nice thing to do, but it's certainly very, very simple. And finally, this is my most favoritest one. Spend the money before you die.
Your talk here kind of reminds me of a country song. God is great, the beer is good, and people are crazy.
Amen. amen. So that's my comment. That's it.
That's great.
That's as simple as it gets.
Well, there you go, folks. Estate Planning Simplified. If you want to know how to do this, you can pick up the phone, give us a call, 503-417-9595 or toll free 877-733-1011. We're going to be right back with our special look on business. And today what we're going to talk about is investing in your health. Because as I've often said on this show, you can have all the wealth in the world, but if you don't have your wealth, you're going to just spend your wealth on doctors and financial things. So you've got to have both. You've got to have balance in your life. You got to have health and wealth. So we're going to come right back and talk about investing in your health. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
God is great. Beer is good.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com, 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
This is our Spotlight on Business, where we bring you an expert on the latest in the financial world, from residential real estate to commercial property or to property tax relief. Buying or selling a business or residential property financing? Get your answers here. Now, here is our special guest.
If I had a million dollars. Well, actually, we have a special guest in the studio, and you've heard her before on the show in our segment called Investing in Your Health. And it's Sherry McCants, who's a nutritionist, also is a Somebody who has worked with myself and my wife personally, helped me get my weight under control. I'm still working on it. It's a never-ending battle. However, I have lowered my blood sugar, and I have lowered my blood pressure. And both of them are in the very normal range. In fact, my blood pressure, my doctor's totally amazed on my blood pressure. And so Sherry has got a special thing going for the fall. And I think this is exciting for every one of our listeners because, look, during the holidays, we all know how easy it is. You know, Halloween's coming. There's going to be a lot of candy around. There's going to be a lot of goodies around. There's going to be pumpkin pie. Starbucks comes out with their pumpkin drink, you know. All these places have special drinks, and usually the special drinks are about 1,500 to 2,000 calories. So it's pretty easy to add on weight in the fall. And so, Sherry, welcome to Investing in Your Health.
Thank you, Chuck. Excuse me. Thank you, Chuck, so much. I want to start my segment this morning about a quote that came from my really good friend and mentor, Mark McDonald, that actually was the one that inspired me to do Venice Nutrition Coaching and to teach blood sugar. And the quote is, "Don't worry where you were, just start where you are." And I just love that. It just really resonated with me because I think a lot of people say, oh, you know, 20 years ago I was 10 pounds lighter or 20 pounds lighter. And, you know, right now let's just start where we are. I just love that.
She had never heard that before.
Right. Yeah. So what I want to talk to you about is stay fit for fall. I'd like to do a call to action for the listeners out there. A lot of times in the summer, you know, we are out and about. We actually work out probably more. We're outside. And then when the fall comes, which yesterday was the first day of fall, we need to have a game plan. And Chuck was saying candy and Thanksgiving and Christmas. The best thing about this plan is you can do that. You can have your candy. You can have your pumpkin pie. You can have your parties. You just have to understand how it all works together. And when you stabilize blood sugar, you are able to do that. So the call to action is, with blood sugar stabilization, you will learn how to keep your summer shape. You will be able to eat your favorite foods. And you can stay on plan with a busy schedule. Right now, kids are back in school. We have lots of activities at night. I can help you with creating a food rhythm at home or work or on the go. Teach you how to make simple meals that you can take on the go. It's called MRFK, which is a mobile-ready food kit. Because when you stabilize your blood sugar, what you're going to do is you're going to eat every 3 hours, and you're going to eat a combination of good proteins, good fats, and good carbs. And with that, our body is a refuel as it goes machine. If we keep feeding our body good nutrition, we will be able to stabilize our blood sugar. With that, we will help you to maximize your exercising. A lot of times people are in the gym 3-4 hours a day, and they think what they're going to do is be able to exercise that fat off, right? And that's not the case. Your abs are actually made in the kitchen. You stabilize your blood sugar, you will release your stored fat, and it will be burned up in the muscle. The other thing I'll help you do is build your momentum in the fall to win with your health during the holiday season. And like we just mentioned, we have Thanksgiving, you have Christmas, we have all these wonderful things that we want to enjoy with our family. And by stabilizing blood sugar, you will be able to do that. Not only that, this plan is a plan for not just you, but it's for everyone. Kids. Kids can live this way. This is the way they should be. They should live. When we were babies, we were fed breast milk, which is a combination of protein, fat, and carbs. We ate when we were hungry, then we slept, and every 3 hours we would eat again. So it's the same thing. We should have never changed. Right now, I feel our country is overfed but undernourished. What do you say, Chuck?
Oh, I agree. I was going to say, you know, one of the exciting things about, because I started working with Sherry last year, but we had a young man, Seth, we had him on the show, and he actually came to my office the other day, and I think he's down 46 pounds, is it?
46 pounds in 5 months.
In 5 months. And he first found out about this on our show.
Absolutely.
And he's done remarkable. And he has transformed this to a way of life.
Yes.
Which is really important.
And one thing about Seth is he explained, you know, he gets up at 3:30 in the morning and he has a full work day. So he is preparing his meals and he's doing a mid-morning and mid-afternoon snack or a protein shake that will help him to stabilize blood sugar. And he's now sharing it with his mom, his sister. And they're grateful because a lot of times, you know, when we feel good, we want to tell other people.
Well, you know, speaking about that, we've got somebody on the line that knows you. She said her name is Michelle. She's lost 14 pounds. Hey, Michelle, tell us about it.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm great.
Great. So am I. I am on day 13 of following your program, having just come off of an unsuccessful attempt at low-carb lifestyle most of this year. And I have dropped that 14 pounds in the first 12 days, feeling great. It couldn't be easier, and you're not hungry at any point.
Now, are you doing the detox right now?
Yes, sir. I am actually doing the 2 full weeks of detox because I do have a fair amount of weight to lose.
Good for you.
So, yeah.
Yep. Very good.
On the tail end of that.
That's great, Michelle. Can I ask, what was the reason that you felt that a low carb diet would work for you? I just want the listeners to know because a lot of times that is where people go when they think they have weight to lose. They're like, okay, I'm going to cut my calories because that's going to help me lose weight. So and that's what they first are drawn to because that's our old mindset. So can you tell me, Michelle, what that was for you?
The reason I was drawn to it was because my sister had successfully dropped a considerable amount of weight doing that, but she was always gaining it back. I thought surely I could do better. So I went ahead and gave the low carb a try, but I started having a lot of side effects that I didn't care for, digestive effects, skin problems, and I don't feel that that's healthy. I wasn't able to share meals with my family. I was having to prepare separate things for myself than for my young children. With your program, I am able to eat at the table with my family, and the 4-year-olds aren't asking if that's on my list.
Wow, that's exciting, Michelle. And what do you do for a living? What's your background?
I'm a registered nurse, and so I should know about good nutrition, but for some reason, simple, basic nutrition that is science-based, like this program that you're talking about, isn't what's taught to us in schools, not doctors. They don't learn it either, and it just makes good scientific sense to keep your blood sugar stable. I'm telling you, I feel great. I'm running for longer stretches than I've ever run before and feeling very good.
Well, that's great, Michelle. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate
it. Congratulations. Keep it going.
Yes.
Very good.
You bet. We'll do. We'll have to do an update at some point. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Guys.
Thanks. Yep.
Yes, we'll definitely do an update. And I know we had Dr. Sue Lewis on the program as well, and she's a doctor here in the Portland area. And so we have the credibility. We have doctors. We have nurses that are doing the program because they say, wow, this is something that is science-based, and it's something that everyone can do, again, with your family, with your friends, and you all can live a good life.
So, you know, that is important because the food you eat And the food that you make, everybody can eat it.
Yeah, it's real food.
Yeah, it's not a diet. It's just a way of eating food the proper way.
Yes. As far as your blood sugar, to educate the listeners, so you have a blood sugar chart, and when your blood sugar is below 80, what happens is you will burn muscle. You're not burning fat. And that's if you skip a meal or when you wake up and you just have coffee for breakfast and you don't go have a meal until lunch. Your blood sugar is going to be low. And when you come to lunch, you are going to be craving carbohydrates. You're not going to be craving good, clean protein like chicken or turkey or egg whites or anything like that. You are going to be craving those chips. And what happens? You go out to a restaurant. What's the first thing that they bring to your table? Bread.
Mm-hmm. Or chips and salsa.
Or chips.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And so we start the lunch or our dinner already, you know, with our blood sugar being not stable. It's high. And we wonder why the American population is either obese or diabetic, which we call it diabesity. Which brings me to my passion, my story. My son, who is 15. Sorry, Reed. He's 15 right now, but he was diagnosed with type 1 at the age of 8. So every day he has to check his blood sugars and prick his finger 8 to 10 times a day in order to see what his blood sugar is. And that's called type 1. And when he was diagnosed, I didn't understand blood sugar. Doctors didn't tell me about it or anything. And when he was diagnosed, I wanted to understand what to do. I have been to endocrinologists and they just say, you know, he can eat what he wants. But you know what? I know as a mother, I don't want him to just to eat what he wants and put insulin for that. I want to know what I can do for him so that he can stabilize his blood sugar so he uses less insulin. And this is what's happened to many people. They eat the right balance of protein, fat, and carbs, and then they stabilize blood sugar. Carl, I've worked with Carl's office, and we have a diabetic in there, and she's ecstatic. She's been stabilizing blood sugar. She'll make her meals at work, and
she's quite enthusiastic as well.
Yes,
if I'm working longer than I'm supposed to be working, she comes in and says, "You need a shake."
She keeps Carl so that he's not, you know, that his blood sugar's stable. She knows what to do, and it's so rewarding.
You know,
for me
I gotta
to see.
Say one of the things, and when you and I were talking to Seth the other day, it hit home to me because I notice before I go to bed at night, if I have a shake, I sleep way better. And if I don't have one, I don't sleep as good. And when he said that yesterday, I got to thinking, I thought, boy, he is right on, because he's got the secret there. He's drinking that before he goes to bed, and it balances your blood sugar over the night, and you sleep better.
Absolutely. Which brings us to another myth. A lot of people say that you're not supposed to eat after 7 o'clock. Well, if you had your dinner at 6 o'clock and you're not going to bed till 11, that's like 4 hours that you haven't eaten. So we need to stabilize blood sugar, and the next morning you'll be ready to go.
Okay, we got a caller. Mary Ann's on the line, and she's got a question about diet soft drinks. Mary Ann, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, and your question?
Well, it's just kind of off her normal thinking, probably, but you hear a lot about soft drinks, the diet soft drinks not being good, and I was wondering her opinion.
Oh, I'm glad. This is a great call. So, first of all, one of the things that I teach you is what you want to avoid to stabilize blood sugar. And diet soft drinks, and let me rephrase that. What I teach you is to read labels. When you go to the grocery store, you look at the labels, and if you see artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, aspartame, sucralose. Those are all chemicals that our body was never made to digest. And also, as far as diet soft drinks, it actually tricks your brain into thinking that you aren't consuming anything. So what happens is you actually eat more. So most of the time, anybody that's drinking diet soft drinks, they actually are holding on to fat.
And so, that's a proven fact, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's a scientific fact.
Yeah, it's a scientific fact.
Well, on the internet, I've read about it, and I thought, huh, not so sure, but okay. Then you are completely against them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And regular regular soft drink, too?
Well, the regular soft drink is so much sugar.
Yeah,
and
right.
And I mean, you know, studies are sugar feeds cancer.
Yeah, sugar. Yeah, you won't believe how different you feel in not drinking soda pop.
I've got
to tell you, I used to drink a lot of it, and I don't drink it at all. And I could tell you, you just feel totally better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of times people are drinking soda for caffeine. And one of the things the program does is we actually, in the detox, what we do is we think of it like our car. And our car needs an oil change about every 4 times a year. And the same thing with our bodies, because we need to detox from a lot of things. And in the detox method, we, you know, take away the soda, the coffee, the gluten, the soy, the dairy. And these are the things that bloat you. And all my clients, they come back to me and they say, I cannot believe how good I feel, because what happens is you actually see what your body is supposed to do for you. You know, your body is an amazing thing. And if we put the right foods in it and we stabilize blood sugar, you are going to feel so good. The energy level, you just won't believe.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a publication that tells you what you can eat?
Yeah, so you can go to Team, it's TEAM-BLISS.com, and just go there and fill out your information, and I can help you with, you know, just basically setting up some kind of a meal plan for you, and that's how I work.
Yeah, right. So you would eliminate it entirely, the soft drinks. You can't even a little bit.
You know what I would do with you, just like this quote, don't worry where you were, just start where you are. One thing I believe in is, you know, if you can't go cold turkey, I would just start eliminating it a little bit at a time, so that then you wouldn't maybe have the headaches and things like that from reducing caffeine, depending upon how much you drink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because you will have withdrawal from caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for the info.
Thanks for the call. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and talk a little more about investing in your health and wealth, and we'll be right back with Investing Simplified. If you've got a question, pick up the phone, give us a call. We've got a couple lines open, 503-417-9595, toll free, 877-733-1011. We'll be right back.
How often do you have a checkup? Annually? Only when you're not feeling your best? Or are you one who waits until there is an emergency condition? High blood pressure, rapid pulse, or sleepless nights could be the result of your investment portfolio or no estate plan. But there is a specialist ready to offer you a checkup on your financial health.
Paging Dr. Price. Paging Dr. Price.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor and author of Investing Simplified, is offering you a free financial checkup. Whether you're asking for a second opinion, a complete financial physical, or investment stress test, Chuck Price, the financial doctor, can help diagnose your money ailments and prescribe a prudent path towards healthy investments and peace of mind. Call 503-253-3000 to schedule your financial checkup or on the web at pfgwm.com. That's pfgwm.com. You'll feel better.
What you don't know can hurt you. Get that investing question or that legal question answered now. Call Chuck or Carl at 503-417-9595 or toll free at 877-733-1011. Now, here's Chuck Price and Carl Jepsen.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified, and also in studio with us is our special guest, Sherry McCants. You know, right at the break there, I was kind of thinking back, Carl, to your segment on about estate planning simplified. And one of the things that I just thought about, because I visualized a person we talked to, but one of the people we worked with some time ago, I remember sitting down with them going over all their beneficiaries and everything. And this particular person had been married and divorced and then got remarried and had been married for over 20 years. Well, she had left her old 401k at a company she had worked at 30 years ago. Well, when I was sitting down putting everything together for him, trying to get him to put everything together like Carl was talking about, not having it spread all over the place, I said to her, I said, who's the beneficiary on this 401k? And she said, well, I'm sure it's my husband. And I said, well, let's call. And so we called the company, and whoa, did we have a shock.
The ex-husband.
It was the ex-husband, yeah. And so we immediately had the company fax us a form, and we changed the beneficiary for her right on the spot and sent it back to the company. The point is, what Carl was saying is so valid. If you don't check your old insurance policies, your old 401k, your old IRAs, and a lot of times people invest money and just let it, just forget about it. You know, they maybe look at it once a quarter if they get a statement, or once a year if they get a tax statement. But other than that, they don't look at it. But I would tell you, once a year, when you're planning that vacation, maybe take just an hour and look at all the beneficiaries on all your insurance, all your items that you own, all your properties, so your beneficiaries. Just check them out, because I'm going to tell you there is a lot of mistakes, a lot.
You know, and one of the things that really comes up, not to, you know, dishearten people from using technology, but paper is good. And I suggest that you periodically check with your financial institutions and have them give you a written statement that says, these are who your beneficiaries are. Because, first of all, it's real easy for the input person to screw up the the computer and not you know, put it in there right. And they always say garbage in, garbage out. Well, that really can be a problem with beneficiary designations. And the other thing is that, especially if you have a good time to do that, is if you have a financial institution that has moved its headquarters from here to to New Jersey or something like that, or you have a company that's been absorbed or bought by another bigger company, that's a real good time after the merger or whatever it is, as soon as that kind of thing takes place, then go in and check your beneficiary designations, because a lot of times in those changeovers, guess what? Your beneficiary designation, they kept your money, but the beneficiary designation somehow went somewhere else. And so you want to make sure that that gets reset, I guess you might say.
If you don't think this doesn't happen to big companies, I have a client with a very big company. I will not mention the name. They went back and they swore to me they had all the beneficiaries right. Everything was all done correctly. And on her 401k, she had no beneficiary. And it was a substantial amount of money in it. And she called me back and said, oh, my God, they had a problem with the computers, some things got wiped out, and we're sending out a letter to all of our employees that they need to change the beneficiaries because they've been taken out. Stuff happens, folks. Look at Equifax. Stuff happens. And so you want to just be aware. Sherry, we've had a couple of callers call. They're too shy to talk, but they want to know how to get a hold of you.
Okay, great. You can email me at Shari, it's S-H-A-R-I, at team, again, that's T-E-A-M dash bliss, B-L-I-S-S dot com, or simply go to my website, team, T-E-A-M dash bliss dot com, and there's information you can just fill out, your name and email, and there's also a health assessment on there you can fill out as well, right on my website.
You know, this is the time of the year where it's really easy to put on those extra pounds. And also, Shari also adds a fat-burning recipe to our weekly newsletter. So if you're not subscribing to our weekly newsletter, it's free. You can go to pfgwm.com and sign up for our newsletter. And in that newsletter, you'll get Shari's fat-burning recipes every week. And one of the things I've loved about working with Shari is that she's got a ton of recipes. I mean, from turkey meatloaf to banana nut muffins, my favorite, and to pancakes. I mean, think about eating pancakes for breakfast and actually healthy pancakes. I mean, it's great.
It's actually one of my favorite staples. It's an egg white pancake. You can either use the bananas or blueberries or strawberries, but it's something that whenever I share the plan with people, this is the first thing that they go to, and they all love it.
You know, Shari, one of the things I noticed on my little notice here, and I left it off, and we need to say it, but what is a number they could call you if somebody really wants to get a hold of you right away? What's a number they could call you at?
You can call me at area code 515-208-6312. You can either call or text, and I will return your call.
And say that number again.
The number again is 515-208-6312.
That's a call, folks, that could change your life and change the way you look at health, and also, more importantly, look at the stuff you're putting in your body when you're eating. Because the one thing it does make you do, it makes you think, do I really want to eat this? And you need to ask yourself that.
Yeah, and it's not too late. I work with all ages, and I teach you how to reprogram your metabolism. I help a lot of people that have been yo-yo dieting, and they finally say, wow, this is something I can do the rest of my life. This is something I can teach my kids. This is something I can teach my parents. A lot of times that's what it is, because, you know, we just were not taught to stabilize blood sugar.
Well, this is part of the show where we kind of wrap up and we kind of tell you how to contact us. And since Kevin's not here, I got his information. Kevin Stege, CPA, is with Baker Colson, PC. He's located at 2414 Northeast Division Street in Gresham, Oregon. And Kevin can be reached at 503-666-5569. So if you want to get a hold of Kevin. And Carl, how's somebody get a hold of you?
I'm at the web at carljepsonlaw.com. And telephone number is 971-229-0585.
Okay. And I'm at pfgwm.com. At 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon. Our toll phone number is 503-253-3000 or toll free 877-50-PRICE. That's 877-50-PRICE. And a little thing here on the side, our 800 number is one number off of The Price is Right. So one of the most exciting things in our office is every once in a while on an hour, maybe in the morning, when The Price is Right is being showed on the East Coast, our phone line lights up like a Christmas tree. So we have Christmas all year round when that happens. Listen, have a great week. Carl and I are going to be back next week. Kevin will still be on vacation. Do not hesitate to get a hold of us if you have a question. There is no foolish question when it comes to your money, your estate plan, or your taxes. And there's no foolish question when it comes to your health. So think about it. Have a great week, and we'll be back next week. Go Huskies!
Listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.
We do Investing Simplified.
When you have questions about your health, you go to a doctor, right? But when it comes to your financial health, like what investments will give you the best return, why are you talking to your spouse's cousin Lou? You need Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Chuck Price knows investing is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It's about what's best for your financial health. Sure, investing can be complex, but like your medical doctor, Chuck Price makes the complex simple, so you understand exactly what you're doing and why you're doing it. Sign up for our free newsletter and see our free videos at AskTheFinancialDoctor.com or call 503-253-3000 and make an appointment for a free financial checkup. We'll give you the facts and our honest advice. Then, make your own decision. Nothing against your spouse's cousin Lou, but we've been helping people for over 40 years.
We do Investing Simplified.
Chuck Price, the financial doctor. Call 503-253-3000.